You would like it if I had long hair on my vagina.
Yeah, I think that's hot. Old school. Shave a little landing strip for me.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
Hey, that's a different strokes for different folks.
If you really wanted me to do a landing strip, like I would consider it, but only if you would consider keeping your beard off for longer.
I mean, it has to be like a trade. I don't really care.
I mean,
like,
we can both get our way.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like.
All right, let's do it. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I'm Nancy Anderson. This is my husband, Maxwell Anderson. You shaved your face.
I did, yeah.
Why'd you shave your face?
Because you asked me to.
That's fair.
I didn't do it because I wanted to. Oh, my God.
He's going to be Tom Cruise for Halloween. We have a photo shoot today.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise can't have a 7-inch beard from Top Gun. He's clean shaven, clean cut.
So maybe that'll get your motor running. Me dressed up as Tom Cruise. The jacket fits
amazing.
I mean,
there is something very sexy about...
Well, I have to shave again, though.
Miles Teller. I don't usually like younger men. Just kidding. I do. But...
Really? I don't think Miles Teller is that attractive.
In Top Gun, he certainly is.
Really?
Yeah. And you know who else is really attractive is... what's the guy's name? Not Iceman, but it was like the version of Iceman in this movie.
I didn't get Hangman. To see the movie, really.
Hangman. A little bit of a smaller dude, you know, like Tom Cruise, but like nice body, pretty face. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, my type is a bit more like of a bigger like person, not like fat.
Why do you
like
mean? Mouse looks like the guy next door, though. He doesn't like Tom Cruise.
But
is like,
that
that's
movie,
a beautiful man.
He looked... Like,
really? Ah, I guess so, yeah.
He worked on his body quite a bit. But you're right. I don't think he's necessarily... But something about that movie. It must be the man in the uniform thing, which like police uniforms and stuff don't do it for me. But like that Top Gun uniform is good. Very good. But we're going to be... Now, he's not going to be in the uniform. So what we're doing... Sorry.
I'm
on pelvic rest. It's been a while since I've had sex.
Not for me, it hasn't. Like, what do you, since you've had sex?
Since we've had
what
sex.
What do we do? Why do you do this by yourself?
I mean, I guess I could. Anyway, yeah, we're doing a photo shoot today for Top Gun. Super stoked to like show you guys because I really love our costumes. I'm going to be Charlie Blackwell from the first movie. The instructor, you know, that like Tom and her like got it on, and he's going to be Tom Cruise out of his flight suit. And then Leo is going to be Tom Cruise in his flight suit. And Kenzie is going to be Rooster in his flight suit with the mustache and all. And I just think it's going to be so adorable, but you know, we'll see. I love Halloween. So like, I love doing like a family costume and like dressing up, taking pictures. And like the kids, this year, they seem to be, like, semi on board, but they haven't really been on board. In the past, it's taken a lot of, like, candy bribery to, like, get them to get into the costume that isn't their Halloween trick-or-treat costume. But this year, like, I told Kenzie this morning, I'm like, today we're going to do the family Halloween things. And he's like, okay. I'm like, wow, this is, like, amazing. But I just think when they're grown, it'll be cool for them to, like, look back and be, like, all these fun movies that we dressed up as. Or one year we were Minecraft, which was, like, Kenzie's favorite video game for a while and stuff like that. So I love Top Gun. I'm obsessed with that movie. I've seen it probably 4 times. It is.
It's a weird obsession. I mean, it's interesting. People are obsessed with that movie.
Yeah.
I watched it. I mean, I got to watch half of it because I was chasing Leo outside of the theater, so I really didn't get to watch it. But, like, I don't think, I mean, to me, it's like.
I feel like you have to see the first one, though. Max never saw the first one. Like, I watched the first one as a kid, like, and throughout my childhood. So it's very, like, nostalgic for me. Like, so during the second one, I literally cried the entire time because if you saw the first one and you're, like, a fan and you, like, paid attention to the first one, there's all these nuggets of, like, nostalgia from the first movie, like, planted strategically throughout the second movie. So. I mean, I could cry just now thinking about it. Like Goose lost his life, guys. And like Maverick's had to deal with that all this time. Now his son, it's just like so emotional. I don't know. Okay. I'm not like a huge Tom Cruise fan, but I am a fanatic about Tom. I just love it. I hope he does another one. Please, Tom, before you retire. Don't make us wait 30 more years. Okay. Anyway, what else is going on?
You named it.
Are you going to grow your beard back?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I don't have to worry about it. I don't think you understand like the level of practicality that my mind reaches. Like, it's not an aesthetic thing. I don't have to worry about it. Now I have to shave it. Now I have to do like all these things, like shave it every week. And basically, I just go to the barber every 3 weeks and have him trim it for like $30. Like, same thing with my hair. It's either in, up, or down. I don't have to put product in and I don't do anything to it. So it's like, I just don't. I mean, I carry the same backpack. I wear the same clothes. Like, I don't know. I have like kind of decision. I think decision fatigue is a real thing. Like when they're like, oh, Steve Jobs wore the same thing. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. Like, he's never like wasted his time being like, what should my hair look like? What should I wear? Like, you just rather spend your time thinking about like other decisions. So like, that's what the beard represents. It's not like, oh my God, like this is so hot. I'm like, no, it's like, it's very practical. And I only grew it out because it stopped itching. Like I always cut my beard, shaved my beard because it was itching. And that was just the one time that it didn't itch and I didn't cut it.
Imagine if I said all those things about his beard, about my vagina. And I was like, you know, I have to go get it trimmed every 3 weeks and I just like grow it out because I just don't have to think about it.
Yeah, that'd be hot. I mean? That'd be awesome.
Dude.
That'd be hot.
No.
I wish you would grow the pubes out. I think you shave too much.
I shave every single day.
Yeah, that would be too much. Yeah.
I hate hair. I shave my arms. I shave my legs. I shave my butt.
That's
my
a lot of time shaving. Feet. It's a lot of time shaving.
No, I can literally shave my entire body in 2 minutes flat, guys.
Oh, yeah. You're a very small person.
I guess I'm small, but also my hair is like pretty fine. Like, I literally falling. Like, boom. That arm's done.
Well, yeah, because you're shaving every day. It'd be different if you shave like every 2 weeks. It'd take a little bit longer probably.
Yeah. The most I'll go is like 2 days without shaving my badge. And that I even can't stand. Yeah, I hate
it. It's like a jungle down there. 2 days.
I hate hair.
It's a lot of growth for you.
Yeah, it's what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I wish you would be a little bit hairier.
You nice. Would not like it if I had...
I guess we'll never know.
You would like it if I had long hair on my vagina.
Yeah, I think that's hot. Old school. Shave a little landing strip for me.
Okay. Speaking of Top Gun.
That's right.
All right. We're going to have to agree or disagree on that one.
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
I mean, if you really wanted me to do a landing strip, like I would consider it, but only if you would consider keeping your beard off for longer.
I mean, it has to be like a trade. I don't really care.
I mean,
like,
we can both get our way.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Like,
all right, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even think you've ever seen my.
Well, I've just never been that concerned about something. It's like my mom texts me and she said, after you sent her the picture, and she's like, I don't think you understand how happy this is. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, what? It's like, that's a. It's,
I guess Max.
It's weird to me that like people care. I mean, I guess.
It's weird that people love you and want to see your face.
But that's not love. Like, I mean, it's not that you're not loving me. It's just an interesting, like your outward appearance has little to nothing to do about how I feel.
No, we don't love you any less with hair on your face, but it's just, we miss being able to see your face.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's a mean thing you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's just an interesting thing for, like, I don't have that view at any level. Like, it's nice to see your pubes. You know what I mean? Like, no, I would never be, like, I don't care enough
not
for you to be like,
same.
Landing strip, no landing strip, bald. Like, it just never, like, that's not something I'm thinking about. Like, you know, what I would really like, what would make me happy is if you had some pubes. Like, that's just not.
It would make me
on
happy
your face
if, you,
or on your,
if you had less pubes.
Yeah, I know.
That made me happy.
I know.
But anyway, what I was getting to is I really enjoy seeing your face. The second he walked out of the bedroom in the morning, because he shaves it at night when I was sleeping. Kenzie and I were like,
yeah, Kenzie thought I was an intruder. He like backed away from me and like put his arms up like I was about to like kidnap him or something.
How did you even recognize your own dad? I mean, that's so crazy. So I took a picture of him like immediately and like sent it to my mother-in-law because she's also been patiently waiting to see her son's face again.
Look at a picture.
No, but like, look at his beautiful smile. He has dimples. Like, you can't see any of that with his beard. You know, it's just like so nice. We'll see your little cleft in your chin. So cute.
see the hack job that I did? Bleeding. Yeah, I almost had to freaking get a blood transfusion.
I can't imagine you prepped thoroughly. I probably went and did a hack job.
How was I going to prep? I had a razor on my face in 2 years.
But don't you like, you buzz it down really short first?
Oh, yeah. I did all that. I know.
And then you like really lather it up.
Yeah. But like you haven't had a razor on your face.
Use a nice, sharp new razor.
I used 3 razors. Like, yeah. Because I was like, dude, this is going to hurt a lot.
Maybe that would have been a good idea to go to the barber and have them do that for you. Because they probably could have done it without hurting you.
I'm going to have to break the news to him. I'm not going to see him again.
You're going to see him again?
Maybe.
I mean, I was hoping that we were going to get rid of the beard and then go to the hair next, but it looks like we're going to be reversing here.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of time. I have to like schedule an appointment and like go in. And if it doesn't fit into my schedule, I just can't do it. It needs to be very seamless.
Oh my gosh, like imagine if I said that. Yeah, Bri will make you an appointment. I'll order you an Uber.
I
whatever
can make
you
the
need.
Appointment. It's just not. I just don't really have.
You don't want to do it.
Correct. Yeah, I don't want to shave it. Or I don't want to cut my hair.
Okay. That's a bummer. I'll just pull up our wedding pictures and just live vicariously through that. What I thought I was marrying. But he bait and switched me.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just kidding. But I really do love seeing your face. It's beautiful. And it actually does make me more attracted to you. I'm going to be honest. Like, it does. Like, I just want to kiss you. When you have hair all over your face, doesn't make me, I don't know, don't get, like, that excited because there's, like, smells and textures and, like, pokiness that, like, don't feel that good. But what else is going on? Are you excited to see your mom?
Yeah.
Going to be a couple weeks. I booked our hotel today for Tennessee.
Oh, wait. I went to book it through mine. Because I have all the status.
Well, I can cancel it, but yeah, I just wanted to get it on the books because...
Or I can just give you my number and you can... Or, yeah.
Because you're Hilton's
I thought you already
honors,
booked it. She had the highest level of Hilton.
What's that called?
A diamond? Mm. Yeah. Pays. Working part-time.
So, like, what does that mean?
I don't know. I just get, like, extra points.
It's a really nice hotel, I have to say. The hotel in Tennessee. It's a Hilton hotel.
I have not flown really in 3 years. I have not flown since we moved back to California.
It's basically the same then. Nothing's really changed for you because there's no more masks and no one gives a shit. There's like just normal.
Why are people still wearing masks? Like what's the case to still wear a mask, I guess?
They think they're, I don't know, flattening the curve.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting because I feel like sometimes you see like a Starbucks.
But is COVID even going
or,
around?
Like,
I feel like it's not, right?
Yeah, it's just like a weird thing to see people still do.
Well, I mean... Living in California, we've always seen like some people wear masks like way before COVID. I mean, don't you remember?
Really?
Yeah, there were people on the promenade or the boardwalk and stuff.
Before COVID, people wore masks?
Yeah, usually I think there are people that were visiting from Asia.
Oh yeah. Well, Asia is very common
because that's
to
like
wear
a
masks.
Cultural thing. Yeah, you could yeah. I mean, and they just
yeah,
it's kind of like a
smog
part
like,
of
yeah, it's like
yeah, I think yeah. I think that. But now, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't get it. But I've also had COVID like 2 times. So I feel like I'm okay. Every time I get it, it's like milder. So I believe that's the direction it's going to continue to head. So now, but if I could wear a mask and not catch hand, foot, and mouth, I would do that. That was the worst sickness I've ever had in my life. I was so sick. I was begging the hospital to take me in. They laughed at me. Said, don't come here. We'll turn you away. I'm like, I have 106 fever. Like, I feel like I'm about to start seizuring. Couldn't walk for a week. I was crawling around my house.
Yeah, you were in bad shape.
It was the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. No, hand, foot, and mouth. It's a kid's, like, virus, basically. I think they call it a disease, but it's like a virus. And kids get it, but they kind of bounce back quick. But if an adult gets it, which is rare, oh my God, they can get like super sick. And I got...
It's like painful
I
too.
Got
it's like shingles.
Sick. It was so painful. Yeah. I couldn't walk on my feet because I had blisters all over my hands, all over my legs, all over my feet. I had scars. I had scars, you guys, for like a year. It was horrible. It was the most horrible sickness I've ever had. Max didn't even catch it. Story of his life. Kenzie barely got it. Leo got it pretty bad, but he was really little. He was like under a year old. But he bounced back pretty quick. And then my nanny never got it either. I was the only adult that got it, and I got slammed with it. It was horrible. I have PTSD from that. I never want to have that again. This school, our school sent an email a couple weeks ago and was like, hand, foot, and mouth is going around. I'm like, no! I'd rather have COVID going around. Instead, please, no. Yeah, so. Yeah,
those kids are just constantly swapping like bacteria in school.
Yeah, this fall has been a rough sick season already. Not with COVID, but just with other shit, other viruses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Kenzie's been sick 3 times and he never gets sick.
Yeah.
Well, is it 3 times or 2 times? But
I think twice. This is the second time.
Slight fever and then just like a stomach ache or a little virus or whatever.
I feel like they grow so much whenever they get sick too.
That is
so
true.
Weird. Like, I
feel
like I get home and I look at him and I'm like,
he's taller.
Fuck? Like, did you just grow an inch today?
I know.
Like,
I think the same thing.
He looks so much bigger.
It's, yeah.
It's crazy.
I think there's something to that. My nanny says that too.
Yeah. I believe it.
Anything else you want to share with the fam today? What are you looking forward to in the future? Holiday season's coming up. Going to Tennessee to visit all of our besties for like 4 days, which is going to be fun. I've never been to Tennessee before, so I'm excited to see what it's all about. And then we're going to go up to West Virginia for Thanksgiving. I hired a dog sitter to come in that's going to watch our puppy, who we got a puppy. Who, by the
who's
way,
not
is
trained,
not potty trained.
I mean, I didn't like, I mean, I just want to say, like, I don't know what we spent
but
money on.
But she does sit, but she's, like, I mean, the thing is,
she sits, yeah.
Well, Brie has puppies. Do you feel like she's good for a 4-month-old puppy?
I definitely think she's behaved, but potty training takes a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, like, my thing is, like, she,
takes
I don't know
six
why.
To 12
like,
months to potty train, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't know what the expectation was, like, sending her there. Like,
well, the barking thing, I think he really helped with. She
what?
Was
she barks her ass off at night.
Yeah, but then she eventually goes to sleep and it's fine.
Well, I know, but she like takes the entire downstairs because she's down here barking.
That's fine.
It's not fine because I want to come down here and do fun stuff.
You have the whole our whole house upstairs.
Yeah,
to
you
yourself.
Guys are sleeping in the back room. Maybe I want to watch TV on like 100 or something.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, use Bluetooth headphones. That's this not. Is like our basement guest house office, whatever. It's like a little Airbnb down here. So she sleeps down here at night. Because quite frankly, I don't have any tolerance for barking at night.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't been sleeping.
And she's fine down here.
Yeah, we got to do something about sleeping arrangements too.
Yeah.
I'm like on day 4 having dog shit sleep. And I'm like reaching a breaking point. Reaching a breaking point.
I know. Max has been sleeping in with the boys because... Yeah.
And I'll make
Leo,
a point too. Last time you had an argument,
fine.
And you were
it's
like,
Leo
you
gets
were
up
like
in the middle
what
of
do
night
I?
And finds me.
You're like, what are these examples of nice things you do for me? And it's like, sleep with the fucking kids every single night so you can get a good night's sleep. Every
Kenzie
night for
doesn't
45
need, Kenzie's
days.
Kenzie's fine. He would sleep all night by himself. Leo gets Kenzie, up at 3 in the morning and will come
Leo
to my
up.
Room because
Kenzie gets
he has
up.
To pee or he has
yep,
a bad dream or he can't,
yep,
find, his
can't find his
binky.
They need water. They want to know what time it is. It is like a they
but
constantly
that happens at like
5
in the morning. They're just early birds. Okay. Because when they get up in the morning like that, I look at my phone. It's like 5:13. They just get up early. They go to bed around 8 and they get up at 5 or 6. And that's just their
But now I have to
schedule.
Chaperone them when they go to the bathroom.
Because they'll beeline to my room.
Because they beeline. If I'm not on Leo 6, he just goes jab step, boom, right to your thing.
Yeah.
And now they start slamming the doors. Like, it's just, they do the
I know,
craziest
they were
stuff.
Doors this morning.
Like, slamming
like,
the doors.
On?
And I'm like, I just want to be like, and I can't, I don't say anything rude because I know I can't like do anything to provoke them in the morning because then it just makes it harder for me. But I just sit there and just tell them to be quiet. I tell them 5 minutes for as long as it takes until 7 a.m. They're like, how much longer? 5 more minutes. And I go, and every time you ask me, I'm going to add 5 minutes.
I know. The thing is now Kenzie can get by himself and Leo really can too, as long as
Which
Kenzie's
that,
keeping an eye.
Okay. All right.
But as long as it come in my room.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on this a little bit. Definitely for the, yeah. If we're going to have another baby, we got to work on it before that for sure. Okay, guys, we love you so much. We're going to go get ready for our big photo shoot and we'll see you next time.